Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
We gotta take a break. 1 minute, we'll be coming back right here. Well, as soon as I find my tongue and tell it to stay in place right here on Rock School.
And Chad P.
My name is Chad P.
He's a good guy right here. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
A little bit of plaid. You kind of look like you should be a woodworker.
Fall, you know.
Class is in.
Rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. Hey, I'm employed. I have a job. I'm a professor here in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Kid sitting next to me also has a job. What
That's
do you
right.
do for a living? Don't you work at a radio station?
I do.
Oh, man, this here radio station.
My name is Chad P.
He's a good guy right here. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
A little bit of plaid. You kind of look like you should be a woodworker.
Fall, you know.
Let's do a radio show.
All right.
Hey, I decided, you know, what can we do? What kind of radio show can we do? Let's, instead of going after a very, very difficult topic and having to do a ton of research, I went back to that bookcase that sits there in my wife's office. She has an office. She's much more important than I. I have like a space in the corner over there at my house.
At least you got a space.
I pulled this off of the shelf. Look at how beat up this thing is.
That thing's been through there and back.
This has got to be one of the first books I ever purchased when I started doing radio, and I started when I was 17. I'm 44 years old right now, so this book has been with me forever. And by a guy from Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead, read it.
Rock and Roll Call, the history and mystery behind rock names.
I thought to myself, there is nothing, I mean, nothing would get people going more than to figure out, where did all of these band names come from?
Because one day you're just listening to a song and you say, hey, I like that song. Who's that by? Oh, that's by Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick. Why are they called Cheap Trick?
Right.
Why is a band called this? Why is a band called that? You know, Dave Matthews Band. Obviously, we can figure that one out.
Yes.
So what I did is I went through the book and I thought, let's grab some groups that we haven't played for a while. Let's grab some people that we haven't, had on the show for a while. And let's see if we can't run the whole thing through. And since there's so many bands, this turned into a twofer show.
Yeah, it's going to be two parts.
Goodness. So let's move along.
Okay.
We begin.
You know, letter A, huh?
Thing is, yeah, we begin right at the beginning. If I can get these pages to come apart. I dropped this thing in a puddle at one point in time.
I was fixing to ask you, did that thing get wet?
Dropped it in a puddle. 38 Special, where did it come from? Early in the band's career, they were having a rehearsal that was too loud, and the cops came in and pointed a pistol at them and told them to be quiet.
Wow.
The 38 Special was the gun that was used by the police.
Very nice.
The 10,000 Maniacs. They were named after a movie, The 2000 Maniacs, a cult horror film.
And they just multiplied five by?
Yeah, there was five in the group. There you go.
There you go.
A Flock of Seagulls came from the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Okay.
It's not exactly rock.
No.
You know, ran so far away. Aha! Where did Aha get its name? Originally, they were trying to find a Norwegian word that people would be able to say in English, but the band's member, Mags Furlthum. Is that how you say that word?
Looks like it.
It's got like umlauts and stuff.
Yeah.
The name originated from what he called a terrible song, but turned out to be a great name. Ace of Base. Remember Ace of Base?
Sure do.
They believed they were the aces, meaning they were really good musicians.
Hmm.
And they thought of their studio as a base in which to work in.
Well,
so they're the ace of the base.
Well, at least they had high hopes.
Yeah, I guess. Alice in Chains. They were watching The Honeymooners, and one point in time, Ralph Cramden, looked the Jackie Gleason character, looked at Alice and said, I'd like to see you in chains. There you go.
Bang, zoom, to the moon.
That's right. All About Eve, 1950 Betty Davis movie. That's where that came from.
Okay.
And America. The band's name came from many sources, including homesickness for the U.S. They were children of overseas military personnel.
Okay.
They noticed a jukebox with the Americana label, when it is finally deleted the final A, and just came up with the name America.
Hmm.
And now the first group that we're going to play, Anthrax.
Scott Ian.
Ian, apparently, the youngest member of the group, was a guitarist in high school and was looking for a new name for a band that he was in. Sitting in biology class, up at the front, the teacher said, "Anthrax is a fatal infection usually found in cows and sheep." Perfect. That's the great name.
Scott Ian said, "You lost me after the word anthrax."
That's right.
Didn't hear anything about cows and sheep.
What a great name for a band. Bass. How low can you go? Rock School. Chuck D and Flavor Flav in the background there of Anthrax, the marrying of rap and rock.
Here we go, we get wicked! Here we go, we get wicked!
You didn't know I could bring it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I can bring it. This is Rock School as we talk about... That's right, as we talk about rock and roll calls, we talk about nothing but how band names came about out of this great book. I've had this thing since, you know, I first sat down on radio. April Wine. Where'd the name come from? According to their webpage, no apparent reason.
Nah.
Ah, come on.
Some people just do that.
Matchbox 20 is the same way. Matchbox 20 came from nowhere. The Art of Noise. The group's name was selected by Trevor Horn from an essay from Italian futurist Luigi Rosso, published in 1913. Wow. Hey, look, don't be smart. You're in rock and roll, huh? Asia. Where did the name come from? They wanted people to feel the band was huge, and they wanted it early in the catalog, so they made it A.
Why didn't they just make it a number?
I don't
know. Because the numbers go first.
That would make sense. The Association. Band member Terry Kirkman's wife accidentally happened upon the word association while they were trying to locate the definition and the spelling of the word aristocrat, which they were hoping to actually name the band.
How many bands were you in?
Me?
Yeah.
A bunch of little ones, but the one that actually had some length and some running to it was called Theory.
Okay. Was that your favorite band name?
That was my
name?
Favorite band name. I picked it.
Okay.
Our first album was going to be called Hypothesis. Isn't that awful? Aztec Camera. According to the band's manager, Bob Johnson, Roddy Frame, who originated the band, selected the name for a psychedelic quality. He just liked the way it sounded. Bad Company came from the 1972 film of the same name, starring Jeff Bridges. Bad English. Remember them?
Yes.
With John Cain and Neil Sean. Apparently they were playing pool. And every time they would miss a shot, they would joke, "That's bad English."
That's bad English.
Yeah, that's where they got the name. Hmm. Bad Religion. According to this, the name was selected by then-teenage members to upset adults. That was the whole purpose. They just wanted to upset adults.
Cool for a rock band. Couldn't you just take bad and then stick anywhere?
Put anything at the end of it? Yeah.
Let's have a band and call it Bad Radio.
Right. The Bangles. They originally called themselves the Bangs.
Yes, I remember that. And then the record company said, well, it's kind of sexual
a little too
reference.
Cute-y,
you know, so instead of being the Bangs, you want to be the Bangles.
That's right. It's too cute by half.
Mm-hmm.
The band, they were working with Bob Dylan at Woodstock, and they had no way of referring to themselves, so they just simply called themselves the Bang.
Hmm.
The band. The Bang. Dummy. And this one, Badfinger, who we're going to play. Badfinger, first band signed to the Apple label, the Beatles Apple label. They were apparently named by the head of Apple Records after a tune called the Badfinger Boogie. What's the Badfinger Boogie? Apparently an early working title from the song A Little Help With My Friends, the Beatles song. Apparently, John Lennon composed the melody on a piano playing only with his middle finger because it hurt his forefinger.
Yeah.
So he was playing with just the middle finger, so he called it originally as a working title, the Badfinger Boogie. It was then used to name this group.
You never know.
Badfinger, no matter what, on Rock School. Love that song. Love that song. That may be my favorite song of all times. It may be my favorite song of all times.
You can't pick a favorite song.
I'm not kidding.
You told me that before.
That may be my favorite song. Badfinger, no matter what, here on Rock School, as we just simply roll through where did bands get their names.
Yep.
Ready for some more?
Sure.
Bay City Rollers. They're from Scotland, but what they did is they simply spun a globe. And they landed with their finger on Bay City, Michigan.
Okay.
Honest to goodness. Beach Boys were originally called the Pendletones.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was this giant sweep going across California of surf music. Thus, they changed to the Beach Boys. Beastie Boys. Beastie stands for, it's an acronym, it stands for Boys Entering Antarctic States Towards Inner Excellence.
Good Lord.
Beatles, where the Beatles get their names. They were really influenced by the crickets, as in Buddy Holly. Mm-hmm. So they wanted something that sounded like crickets. So they went with Beatles, but they misspelled it as B-E-A-T because the music at the time was called Beat.
Right. It's music. Not the Oneaters, it's the Wonders.
That's right. Better Than Ezra. There's a ton of stories. There's about 7 or 8 stories on how they get it.
And
this one,
I think they've never given it the reason, right?
Well, there's about 7 stories, but this one sounds almost correct. Ezra was a Jewish scribe and prophet of the 5th century B.C. who, with Nehemiah, I think, led a revival. This guy right here.
Nehemiah.
A revival of Judaism in Palestine. In order for a band to be better than Ezra, they had to be really good.
Okay.
That sounds like it might be true.
Hmm.
Big Brother and the Holding Company. Big Brother came from a reference to George Orwell's 1984, and holding is slang for hanging on to drugs.
Hmm.
Yeah. Big Country. In a big country. You remember that song?
Yep.
The name was implied just simply because it implied a sense of vastness and open spaces.
Okay.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters. The name came from Todd Moore's name and the fact that he had a very large hat size. Also, he liked a couple of blues players, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson and Fathead Newman. And it just over the days turned into Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Okay.
Black Crows. Came from a children's book, Mr. Crow's Garden. Give me another one here. Blind Melon. The name comes from bassist Brad Smith, whose Mississippi neighbors were unemployed hippies who called themselves Blind Melons. Blues Traveler. It came from two places. Blues came from the movie The Blues Brothers, and Traveler came from the character Gozer, in the
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I'm glad that you pointed that out, too, because it's Blues Traveler. And sometimes we play Blues Traveler here on KSLU, and we get requests for the Blues Travelers.
Nah, it's Blues Traveler.
One Traveler, one.
One more, and then we'll play a song. Buggles, what? As in Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, yes, yes.
Trevor
yes.
Horn, in 1970, decided to come up with what he thought was the most disgusting name possible. Yeah. And this one, the one we're going to play, Bush. Gavin Rossdale, is that right? Gavin Rossdale,
yeah,
lead singer?
Love the band, don't like him.
He put on a bad concert for you one time.
Mm-hmm.
Bush, where did it come from?
Where?
The group lived near a section of London called Shepherd's Bush.
Okay.
And they simply took their hometown. It would be like me calling my group Cleveland.
Yep.
So here's Bush on Rock School. This is a show that I did not time out correctly.
Why is that?
Well, we're 21 minutes after. I'm still in the C's.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to start knocking a few of them down here. Let me give you a few more. You mentioned Cheap Trick right at the beginning of the show.
Yes, yes.
In a 1980 appearance on a television show, The Kids Are People Too, guitarist Rick Nielsen proclaimed that they got the name fooling around with a Ouija board, and that's what came up.
Ooh, what a lie.
Oh, come on.
It's a lie.
Nah. Come on. Nobody gets anything from a Ouija board. Alice Cooper said the exact same thing. The Clash, how'd they get their name? Apparently they saw the word Clash in several headlines in the papers that year, and they thought that was a pretty good name.
Okay.
Counting Crows, one more and we'll take a break. The band's name was taken from a movie called Signs of Life, starring Mary Louise Parker. Apparently it comes from an old rhyme that suggests life is as pointless as counting crows.
Hmm.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
So we gotta take a break. 1 minute, we'll be coming back right here. Well, as soon as I find my tongue and tell it to stay in place, right here on Rock School. Hello, radio listening audience. This is the Rock School Radio Network,
That's
and
right.
we're doing a show today from the book Rock and Roll Call, History and Mystery Behind Rock Names. It's a twofer show. This is number one of two, where we're simply going to tell you the stories behind famous rock group names.
That's right.
Where did they come from? Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR.
Creedence is misspelled. Have you ever noticed that?
It has
two E's. Yeah, Creedence is misspelled. Creedence was a purposeful misspelling of the first name because when they first put it down on paper, the person who wrote it down misspelled it. So they just kept it.
Huh.
Clearwater came from Olympia Beer's commercial around 1970, and Revival denoted a personal revival of the band members to themselves. We will become famous, so we're a revival.
Okay.
What do you think? Deep Purple. The band name was chosen at the urging of guitarist Ritchie Blackmore's grandmother because her favorite song by April Stevens and Nina Tempo was...
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. That's where that came from. Depeche Mode. The name was taken from a French magazine of the same name.
Okay.
Yep. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Okay.
Dexy, come on, Eileen, oh, I swear. This is a reference to Dexedrine. An illegal drug which allegedly boosts energy, and apparently Dexy's Midnight Runners did a whole lot of it.
You have the Deftones?
Deftones.
D-E-F.
I'm looking. No, they're not in here.
Okay.
Duran Duran came from the movie Barbarella. Dr. Hook. Lead singer Rod Sawyer used to wear an eye patch, so they went with that. Echo and the Bunnymen. Band members chose the name just to ensure that they would never take themselves too seriously. And the song we're going to play, the Electric Light Orchestra. The group's name came from another group, Denny Lane's Electric String Band. They just thought that was nice coming out of the mouth. The thing was, at the time of their formation, they were nothing but these little four-piece groups, and they wanted to make sure that people knew that they weren't another little Beatles clone.
Right.
They were this seven-piece group with cellos and violins, so they needed to be an orchestra. So it turned into the Electric Light Orchestra.
Okay.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Here they are on Rock School.
The cool people call them.
Gentlemen. Love it. Yeah, Electric Light Orchestra. Welcome to the bottom of the hour here on Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. Who are you?
Chad P.
Let's say hello to the three affiliates that we have. If you would do that for me, young man, please.
Let's see if I can get them all right.
That's right.
Well, first and foremost, our original affiliate, 88.1 WESU Middletown, Connecticut. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
91.3 KSCL Shreveport, Louisiana. And our brand new affiliate who signed on just last week, 89.0, or should I say cero?
Zero, yes.
The Universidad de Salamanca, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain.
Yeah, and Francisco sent us an email over the weekend. He actually turned on the webcast of that radio station, and there we were.
That's right.
Fantastic.
They're 7 hours ahead of us, so we got this email 11 a.m. on Sunday. You're on right now!
That's why I woke up this morning and felt jet-lagged. That's what it was. That's why I felt jet lagged this morning. I'm positive. Hey, go to the website.
Yes.
We have stuff up there, podcasts, pictures, games. Like, click this link and it will work.
That's right. That's my favorite game.
KSLU.org. You'll find a Rock School jockboard. Jackboard. Something.
What is wrong with you today?
My face hurts. On the right, it says Rock School. You click on it and bingo, you got us. You can also send us an email. Do it.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. I am forfeiting my stump this week.
Yes.
Because there are so many bands that we have to get to. I'd like to move forward, please.
We fought over whether we should play this next person.
Mm-hmm.
And I won the fight. I want to play this next person.
Not a problem.
Eurythmics. That's not who we're playing, but Eurythmics. How'd they get their name? The name is defined in the dictionary as a chromographic art of interpreting music composition by a rhythmic freestyle graceful movement of the body in response to the rhythm of the music.
What?
What do I know? Everclear. Their name comes from the alcohol. Ta-da! I didn't think that was so hard. The Fix. Originally, the Banana Boat Boys. What? The band realized the potential insult that the name carried and changed it. Their original name was The Fix because they fixed their name, mm-hmm. but they put the extra X on there to placate the record company. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac came from the combination of the surnames of the original drummer, Mick Fleetwood, and the original bassist, John Mick V.
Okay.
Fine Young Cannibals. The band named themselves after a sleazy soap opera movie, All the Fine Young Cannibals, starring Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. This group's name was derived from the headline of an article reporting on the movie-making plans of young Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
One more before we get to the one we're doing. The name of the Gap Band. Remember them? You dropped a bomb on me, baby. The name comes from the initials of the three main streets in the group's hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Gap.
See, that's smart.
That one makes sense to me, too.
That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, I think so, too. Finally, we're going to this one, the one I fought with. This guy is Austrian, not Australian. Austrian.
Austrian.
He was a classical prodigy, and he named himself after an East German ski jumper.
Name him.
Falco.
Yep.
Come on and rock me, Amadeus. That's the last name of Falco. You want to try it?
Let's see.
Yeah. You want to try it?
What is that? White flog.
Did you strain your tongue?
Yeah.
Come on and rock me, Amadeus. Rock school.
You like that song,
huh?
That's
a great tune. Come on.
I don't dislike the song.
It's a great song.
I don't dislike the song. I'll tell you why I didn't want you playing it.
Why?
Because it goes with a story that really makes me look like an idiot. So I'll go ahead and tell it.
Good.
You remember when the Simpsons spoofed the Planet of the Apes and they sang, Dr. Zaius to this tune?
Yes.
I got a friend of mine that loves this song, and I didn't know any better. I was dumb. And he puts it on. He's like, dude, rock me Amadeus. I'm like, oh, he must have stolen that from the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
And he said, what? I went, yeah, Dr. Zaius. And he just looked at me.
Yeah, I've done that kind of stuff. So I really have. This is Rock School, and we're dealing with the way bands were named. From the book, Rock and Roll Call, the history and mystery behind certain rock group names. Mm-hmm. Glass Tiger. Remember Glass Tiger?
No.
They were kind of an early 90s poppy group. In response to an email, Wayne Parker of Glass Tiger said, we wanted a name that covered both sides of the band. Glass for our softer side, Tiger for the harder side.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Golden Earring. The name was taken from an early song of the same name by the group. Shouldn't you have the name of the group before you write songs?
I would think.
I would think so, too. Grand Funk Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the band was from Canada's Grand Trunk Railroad. And they just changed the middle name. That's not bad.
Okay.
The Guess Who. It was supposed to be a temporary name. Used for their first record until a contest winner would select their permanent name.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was their first single shot to number one. They had to keep it. The Guess Who.
Well, that's scary if you're going to let somebody else name you.
Journey did it.
They did?
Yeah, Journey held a contest to choose their names. The problem was all of the names that came in were worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a roadie that said, look, we're going to be going all over, you know, Hex Half Acre.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just call yourself Journey? That's where the name came from.
Okay.
Honestly. And then we're going to do Green Day.
Let me take a stab at it.
Okay, Green Day.
I heard them introduced at Video Music Awards one time, and it was Dennis Miller who said, these guys' high school guidance counselor said, it'll be a green day in hell before you make something of yourself. Is that it?
I think he was making a joke.
I thought that was it.
No, Green Day is drug reference. Green Day is a day for just sitting around for 24 hours and smoking pot.
Oh.
Which would make you an American idiot.
That's right.
On Rock School. God, I love that. They came, in my eyes, they came to maturity on that album.
Yeah.
All that earlier stuff on Dookie and
all
of that.
It all sounded the same.
It did.
It really did.
They went, you know, we're punk. We're going to get tattoos. We're going to curse.
We're going to color our hair.
We're going to hit our hi-hat really fast.
Yeah.
We're punk. I didn't get them. You know, the songs were okay, but when American Idiot came out, I mean, I heard the first single, which was that.
Yeah.
And I went out and bought it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They came to maturity on that album for me.
Yeah.
Into the H's, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the next song was one that Chad, it was the harmonica show.
Yes.
You
yes.
said to me, why didn't you bring, bah? And I went, oh, gosh, sorry. So when I put this one together, I immediately, H. Ah,
look
perfect.
At that.
And I brought this one for you.
Thought of me.
Always do. Herman's Hermits. Where did Herman's Hermits get its name? Peter Noon misheard another band member remark that he looked like the character Sherman from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
So instead of Sherman, Herman. Herman's Hermits. Where Hermits came from is beyond me.
Yeah.
Hole. Courtney loves Hole. It's from a line in the play Medea. Quote, there's a hole burning deep inside me.
Okay.
So apparently she said that, you know, her muse, that kind of thing.
Got deep, huh?
Hollies. In the foreword to the unauthorized biography, we were Buddy Holly fans. That's how it came about.
Fair
enough.
We were
Hollies? Hollies. The Hooters. Apparently they liked the sound of a harmonica, a Hohner harmonica, and somebody in the band called it that Hooter thing.
Okay.
And so they became the Hooters.
I thought you were about to say they like...
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
They like chicken wings.
Stop it.
What?
Humble Pie. Apparently Steve Marriott named the band because when they were put together, when Humble Pie was put together, they were a super group. And the media was going, they're going to be the greatest group in the world. So they called themselves Humble Pie.
Okay.
One more. Husker Du. The band was taken from a popular 1950s board game, Husker Du. Husker Du means do you remember in Swedish. And now the band we're going to play, Huey Lewis and the News.
Yay!
They were originally called Huey Lewis and the American Express.
No.
Two problems.
Well,
another band was called American Express.
And I'm pretty sure the credit card didn't like it either.
Yeah,
huh?
The credit card probably would have said, hey, copyright wouldn't be royalty. What would it be called? Register.
Mm-hmm.
Register trademark infringement. So right before the first album came out, they changed themselves to Huey Lewis and the News. And now they're rich. So you know what they can do?
What?
They can take a couple days off on Rock School. Great American
yes.
rock band. It
that
really
is fun. That is clear-cut fun.
It really is. Huey Lewis and the News gets a bad rap because of some of their lighter stuff, but they're a great, good American rock band.
They really are.
You want to take a quick break?
No, but we have to.
Judas Priest. The band took their name from the Bob Dylan song, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest.
Okay.
Let me give you one more. Elton John. Original name, Reginald Dwight. He gets his name by combining the name of two friends, John Baldry and Elton Dean.
That'll work.
Coming back. 1 minute. Rock School.
Stop playing air guitar. We got a show to do.
Who can't? Stick Van Halen in there, you immediately go into air guitar.
Anytime this I put anything Van Halen in a player, like all research stops.
Yeah, and I just started. In fact, I've lost my place. Rock and Roll Call, the history and mystery behind rock names as we go through a twofer show. This is our first one. Here are some more bands and how they got their name. Kraftwerk.
What?
Kraftwerk. You never heard of Kraftwerk? Oh, it's good stuff. Go download some Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk. Kraftwerk.
So is that like Kraftwerk, except German?
It's German, but it means power station.
Oh.
Power Station. Okay. Led Zeppelin. You know how they got their name?
I don't.
Apparently, Keith Moon saw an early incarnation of the group and said to them, this band's going to fly like a Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's where that came from. Level 42. Remember Level 42? Mm. Name was taken from the answer 42 in the book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Doug Adams. This is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. The answer is 42.
What?
Yeah, you have to read the books. I had trouble getting through them. I know people that think The Hitchhiker's Guide books are the greatest things in the world. Eh.
Hmm.
Little feet. Reference to Lowell George's feet. George was often teased about his small feet. There you go. Little River Band. Name was taken from a road sign in Australia, directing motorists towards a small resort town, Little River.
Hmm.
They live near it. Living Color. God, what a great band.
Yeah, dude,
what a great band.
Ones.
Name was inspired by the introduction of the Walt Disney television show. The following program is brought to you in Living Color.
Hmm.
Los Lobos, the Spanish name, translates out to The Wolves.
Okay.
Love and Spoonful. The blues, the name came from a phrase in a Mississippi John Hurt blues song, I Love My Baby by the Love and Spoonful.
Mm-hmm.
And now the band we're going to play. Lover Boy. The band members simply threw out names to the audience. We're going to call ourselves this. Lover Boy got the biggest reaction from fans. And
wow.
So they became Lover Boy. Still touring today, still putting out stuff, still on the road. And there they are. From Alberta, Canada, ladies and gentlemen, it's Loverboy on Rock School. It's Loverboy, Turn Me Loose on Rock School as we go through the rock and roll call, figuring out where these bands got their names. Turn Me Loose. No, seriously, Turn Me Loose. Let me go. Get off of me, will you?
I'm here not doing
with
anything.
The thing. Sorry about that. Just playing to the radio audience. Last break here on the Rock School Radio Show and the Rock School Radio Network, and we'll come back with and finish up with a group called Madness. We'll tell you where they got their name here in just one moment. We'll be back next week with part two of this and finish up the second half of the alphabet for those of you out there. M to the end. That's
yes.
Where we'll go. Here's three more. Iron Butterfly. Where do they get their name? Quote, according to Doug Engel, I wanted the name that we could live up to. Heavy, tight, together. Not only musical, but as people. But it also meant that it had to be light, dynamic, versatile, original. Thus, I was into insects. Iron Butterfly. Wow. The Jam. Reportedly, Paul Weller's sister came up with the name. They were all discussing what they should call the band, and she said, well, look at the table. You got the bread, you got the marmalade. Why don't you be the Jam? Why not? You know? Jefferson Airplane. Do you know what a Jefferson Airplane is?
No.
You are much younger than me. It's a roach clip.
Oh.
It's a roach clip, something to hold on to a marijuana cigarette with. And finally, Jesus and Mary Chain. They took their name from the back of a cereal box. It said, please send away $3 and the attached coupon for a...
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah, that's where you got it.
Nice.
Finally, Madness. Do you know what ska is? A form of music called ska?
No.
It's a form of, or some people say, a precursor to reggae.
Hmm.
It's a form of music that's very popular over in England.
Okay.
And parts thereof. One of the big guys in ska is named Prince Buster.
Okay.
And he had a big hit called... Madness.
Hmm.
And that's where Madness gets their name. So we'll finish up with Madness, and we'll be back starting with M's next week. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
I'm Chad P.
Thank you all for listening. This is Madness. Right here, our house. Rock School. Class is dismissed.